Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Christopher Terrence Jones. Welcome to another episode of the Christopher Terrence Jones Show. Can we talk? Lot to unpack, so let's just start with Happy New Year, first off. Hope that your year has started off well. Hope that it has started off on a high. For those of you that went out and did your vision boards, I hope that you created some amazing things for this year, because this is the year that you will reach your destiny and your goals if you just put your mind at it. And all you got to do is get out there and reach for it. And don't let nobody hold you back. Don't let nobody hinder you. Stay encouraged this year, because it is your year. You are a winner. Never let nobody tell you that you're not a winner. And if they do, you tell them, you don't need to be in my space, because your negativity is holding me down. So there's that. Be encouraged. You guys know what to do right now. Share this podcast. Don't keep it to yourself. Tell your friends all about the Christopher Terrence Jones Show. We talk about so many different things, and it's a journey that you really just want to be on with me, because sometimes I just really open up and we go into the zone, and other times I talk about hot topics that are going on in the world. So share, and then when you're over there on Apple Podcasts, make sure you give me a 5, or wherever you listen to, give me a good rating. Give me some great comments. I promise you, you'll want to stay. So let's just see. The new year started off with me focused and motivated. I did my very first event of the new year. For those of you that are new, I do private wine tastings. So if you're into wine and you want to try it out, or you got some friends, go on over to CTJ Events on Instagram, or go to ChristopherTerrenceJones.com, and you can book me and I'll come, and you and your friends can have your own private wine tasting, or you can get on one of my wine tours, or you can travel with us. Because guess what? August 16th through August 23rd, 2024, we are going to Paris. We are going to the Champagne region. So more details will be on the website for that. And make sure you follow CTJ Events on Instagram. But I did my first one. Thank you to the ladies who invited me out. Had a great time. They did a color party. So each person, you know, bought a basket with a different color, and then they came through the door proudly with gifts for the birthday girl, which was amazing. So it was good to be back in my environment, because I am the wine guy, and I love helping others see wine through a different eye. Because a lot of times people will tell you, oh, this wine is this, this wine is that. But wine is a personal thing. You have to pick a wine that works for you. Just because I like something doesn't mean you're gonna like it. So you have to find that right wine for you that tastes good to you and reaches your palate. Because where my palate is, your palate may not be. And there are still people who drink sweet wine. So, you know, some of us who are seasoned and we drink reds. Now, like me, I only drink reds. There was a time when I only drank sweet wine. But now, it's not as appealing as it used to be. So I'll go with a more of a red. And a big bowl cab works for me. It just makes me feel warm and fuzzy on the inside. Just amazing. So, you know, that's my thing. But when I do a wine tasting, I cater to everybody. And I always bring something that I haven't tried before, so that you get to see my experience with this wine. And I'm like, ooh, do I like it or do I not like it? So you get that. And so the ladies and I had a wonderful time. And one of the girls was like, ooh, I hate red. Ooh, I hate them. They're just so nasty. She was the first one to convert over. Every red that I poured for her, she enjoyed. So I try to be good at what I do, and I try to make sure that it's a fun, festive time, and, you know, I give a little comedy along the way. I don't profess to be a comedian, but baby, I got some stories to tell you about this wine journey. So, like I say, you can go over to CTJ Events on Instagram, or you can go to ChristopherTerrenceJones.com. Book your next trip. Go with us to Paris. Go with us to wherever we're going. You're all invited, of course, for a cost. So, let's see. How did the year start off, too? I had been on the fence. Let's talk about dating right quick. Let's hover there for a hot second. Just a hot second. Oh, you guys know the dating is just such, I don't know what the word to say for it. I don't even know what to call it. It's a pain sometimes. So before the year ended, I had been seeing someone, thought that it was going well, thought we, you know, were connecting. We had been out a couple of times. We were having game days. And, you know, we were spending what I thought was quality time. Well, obviously, it wasn't quality time. Maybe it was quality time for me, but it wasn't quality time for him. So all of a sudden, he ghosted me and then blocked me. And I didn't hear anything from him. And so I was looking back. Well, hell, what did I do? And when I thought about it, I didn't do anything but be a perfect gentleman. I didn't try to force him to have sex, any of that. Because when I'm getting to know someone, my goal is to make sure that I know you. Before we start jumping into bed, let's get to know each other. Let's just not rush into something. Because once you're in bed with someone, things change. Y'all can say what you want, but once you start sleeping with somebody, things totally change. So I don't like to rush stuff. I like to take my time and get to know the person before I make any major decisions and jump into bed like that. So I was a little shocked when all of a sudden I stopped hearing from him. I wasn't ready for that. But that's a part of the games that people play when you're dating them. And they all say they want good communication, and I'm a good communicator, and I'll tell you how I really feel about something. Lies, honey. That's just lies. Lies. That's all it is. Because if you were that, you could have said, without blocking me, I'm not feeling you, or something. Be a man. Be an adult. Stop playing kids' games. And, you know, I was taking the time to really get to know this person. And so I guess because I didn't try to force myself on him or whatever the case was, maybe that's it. Or who will ever know? Because like I say, he blocked me. And that's it. I'm happy for you. Move on. When you see me in the streets, you ain't gotta talk. Because I'm not even gonna ask you why you did what you did. Because if you wanted me to know, you would tell me. Just plain and simple. So that's how that is. And so that's how, right before I ended that last year. And I still, you know, been communicating with other people. I was like, you know, he wasn't the only person that I was talking to, but he was the only person that I was actually spending time with and seeing. Right before the year started, my good friend introduced me to one of her friends, and so I started chatting with him and had dinner with him before we came into the new year. Perfect. I like him, you know, but one of the things that go for me right now is, y'all know I am a workaholic sometimes. So sometimes I get into this work mode, and it kind of takes precedence over everything. So that's when I have to reevaluate myself to say, am I really ready to date? So I have to start asking myself these questions. And then I went back to how I was going with the young guy. I made time for him. So I said, okay, then I'm doing the work. I'm doing what needs to be done to be in a relationship. I'm making the time. And so now so that guy was younger than me. The guy now that I'm talking to is older and more stable. But I don't know if, let me see, I do like him. I do. I really do. But I just don't know. Ooh, when I dive into this, y'all know, when it comes to family, I'm not so much big on family because y'all know I've had so much drama with my own family and just this whole transition that happened last year with my family. I'm cool on family. So that's something that I have to work on with me when I'm dating somebody because they're so into their family. I'm just like, oh my God, can I find somebody that just doesn't have a close bond with their family or they don't have a lot of family, then I'm all right with that. But when you have big families and every time you do something that there's always somebody there, there's always that cousin that's there and, you know, there's always a family member and you always want me to do something with that family person. It takes me a while to warm up to people. And I'm kind of jaded right now when it comes to family after my situation last year. So until I get cool with that, I try to date people that just ain't got no, oh my God, I'm with my family every 5 minutes, that kind of situation. I can't. That ain't for me right now. It's not for me. And maybe that's why I'm single. Maybe that's it. Or it could be that, like I've said all along, I live in the wrong place. I live in the wrong place, y'all. When you don't live in California, I live in California and all the people that are in my inbox don't live in California. I mean, some amazing, just handsome men. Their conversation is truly amazing. They just don't live here. And I've told y'all time and time again, I will not be leaving California to live in a red state. Ever, ever. Don't look for me to do that. It's just not my thing. So that's herein lies that problem of dating somebody from somewhere else. So the guy, like I'm saying, he spends a lot of time with his family. They do a lot of things together. And I'm just not there right now. I like him. I really do. I really do. But until I work out that part of the issue in my life of being family oriented, and see, like I say, for me, family does not always consist of blood because I've built a strong family unit that is not blood because blood has just done so much to me. It's ridiculous. And, you know, whatever. I keep on moving on. I keep on keeping my head up and because I have no choice. Tomorrow's not promised. Don't let drama hold you down when you can soar like an eagle. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm living my best life. Living my best life. Now, if I could just get this dating shit together. Oh, what a time. What a time. What a time we would have. So, I like him, like I say. And we'll see how that is. And what's going to happen. Because I haven't given up on him. I'm still, you know. He's still in the running. I'm still trying to communicate with him and not, you know, lose any communication skills there or lose him along the way. So one of the other things, I moved, and I'm sure I don't know if I talked about that or not, but I have moved. And so I am back into the kitchen cooking. I cook every day now, you know, because I'm on my own, my kitchen. I bought all these little wonderful things for my kitchen. I have all these amazing tools and gadgets. I was in Williams and Sonoma shopping, doing everything, you know, because I like to eat. And I like to eat good food. So why not cook it my dang self? instead of going out and spending all this money. So, that's if you hear the cling, cling, and the clang, clang in the back. I'm cooking dinner, which is something light. And I don't always do something heavy. Like the other day, I just made some homemade mashed potatoes, got some garlic, got some chives, some sour cream, and got it all together. And I was done. And then I got my Ninja Foodie, and I made me an amazing, steak is my thing, y'all. If y'all don't know by now, I love steak. So I had like steak for like 3 days straight. So I'm trying something different today because I was on a mission with those steaks, baby. I was all in them. And, you know, I always keep a good glass of wine. So tonight's wine and yesterday night wine was 19 Crimes. And I drink 19 Crimes because it's a nice price and it's a nice smooth wine just for every day. Just for if I just want to have a glass of wine and I'm just around the house. It opens up very well. And for those of you that are like, oh my God, that's Snoop's wine. Sorry, I was drinking 19 Crimes before Snoop put his face on it. This wine was already in existence. Now, on to the next person. There is one other person that I am talking to, but I don't know how that's going to play out. So this was somebody I met years ago, and we've had just a rocky time with trying to get to know each other. And not sure if I really want to continue to pursue that. So, and I'll tell you more about that if it comes up. If there is a discussion about that, we will talk about that more. But right now, it's really not too much discussion. That's it on that, on the dating front. Okay, so the other part of this year, which I really was focused on and I'm motivated, is my business. Business for me is getting myself and the business structured so that I can focus on retirement, building an income for retirement, because y'all know I ain't getting no younger. I'm not getting any younger. So I have to think about what's the next thing for me. Because like I said, I've stepped up in the school bus since I became a state certified instructor. So yes, I'm glad about that. I got my W-2s this morning when I woke up. It was a note in my from the app telling me that my W-2s was there. And I was just like, oh my God. Did I really make that much money last year? Jumped into a new tax bracket thanks to becoming an instructor. So that means more money spent in taxes and paying taxes, damn it. Wasn't thrilled about that at all. That was not on the list of things for me to be excited about. But it opened so many doors, you guys. I went to Curacao last year, went out the country for an amazing wedding. I talked about that. And this year I'm going to Jamaica in June. And then I'm planning something else for my birthday. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I've already taken that time off from work. And because my birthday used to be summer, you know, it is August 22nd. So that's summer, you know, so I used to always do something for it. But this year, I am doing a white party on my birthday weekend, and then I'm going to take a vacation somewhere after that and enjoy me and celebrate, because y'all know when I turned 50, oh, some of y'all don't, may not, for the new listeners, I didn't do anything for my 50th birthday and any other subsequent birthdays in between. So Paris is going to be the makeup for the Big 50. So that will be what we're doing next year. That's going to be the makeup, even though I'll be closer to damn 60. I'm closer to 60 now, but that's going to be the makeup. There used to be a time that I always traveled for my birthday, but so many things had happened. COVID came along. But now, like I say, I'm so focused on me, Christopher Terrence Jones, the unique me. I've been focused on so many other people, making sure that they were okay. But now I have to make sure I'm okay. And am I really okay? I want y'all to know, going into this new year, I was at peace. I was really, really at peace. Rolled over as I looked at him, because, yeah. So for the new year, with all the things that were going on my mind, I spent time with the third person I was telling y'all about. So I was with him for New Year's and New Year's weekend. I spent the weekend with him. So it felt good to be laying next to someone and just not having any issues. So that part was wonderful, you know, just being able to sleep with a warm body next to me that I care about. So let's say that I care about. But I had a lot of time to reflect on goals and what I wanted. So some of my goals have already started coming to pass, but I know that before COVID, I had this big goal for my business to do all of this. And I was really on this trek that by the time we would have been into 2020, I would have been able to quit my job. But, you know, COVID turned all of that around and messed everything up. So it's like we're starting fresh. But the reset button of starting fresh worked well for me. It worked well for me because it gave me time to really sit here and think about what is it that I really want to do. CTJ Events is an event planning company, but I realized I didn't like planning events for other people. I didn't like how, like, I used to do weddings and you get the bridezillas and they kept changing their minds. I didn't want to do that anymore. So when I created the event planning part of changing, I was like, I'm only planning events that I plan, you pay, and I do the event, and then we go home, and that's it. I'm not going to go, because that way I made up the decision of how it's going to look, what it's going to look like, what we're going to do, all of that. So I started small with the white parties. And I started doing the wine tours. And then I started doing the private wine tastings. And now I'm going into pop-ups. So I'm making it look like I want it to look. Not what somebody else tells me what an event planner is supposed to be or how an event planner is supposed to operate. And I get a lot of people on they come to my website and they leave messages. Can you do this? Can you do that? I'm sorry. I don't do birthday parties. I don't do weddings. I don't do bar mitzvahs. I don't do any type of corporate stuff. But I have someone I can refer you to. I'm only doing stuff in this season of my life that works for Christopher Terrence Jones. I'm sorry if it sounds selfish. Or if it sounds like I'm not concerned about your feelings, but I've given so much time to other people's feelings and they walk all over mine. I've been torn down by family, stripped of every defensive mechanism that I had blocking my heart, and my own family tore it all the way down. So in order to rebuild myself, I had to say, what works best for Christopher Terrence Jones? Because family always makes it seem like it's you. Well, how is my life soaring now that I'm not with you? That's just a general question in life. When your life starts to soar and you've walked away from so much drama, you realize that they were really the hindrance that were holding you back. And so when I finally got that down in my spirit, I tell you, God did an amazing thing. Gave me an apartment. No credit check. No $7,000 to move in. Right after he did that, he sent me to the academy. I became a state certified instructor. Right after that, came back, went out the country for the first time ever with my own passport, on my own wheels, going somewhere. Right after that, he kept saying, I'm going to increase. God increased my pay drastically. I got a drastic raise that blew my mind away. And it's just been elevating and elevating and elevating and elevating. But y'all know, if you know me, I have a lot of death that happens around me. So as it came to the end of the year, lost my aunt. And that one hurt because, you know, no matter if you don't talk to somebody on an everyday basis, but they're your family member, you still have that. So as the year ended last year in 22, I was just like, okay, 23 has to be the focus for me. 23 has to be the focus for me. It has to be me doing me. We slide into the new year. Boom. We ain't even in 5 days, y'all. And I lose another friend. A day later, one of our big gospel artists passes away suddenly. And it just keeps coming. 2 days or so after that, my car breaks down. But let me tell y'all, I told that devil, I bind the hand of the enemy. Anything negative that comes against me, you're not winning. You're not winning. I'm not going to let you hold me down. I'm not going to have you have me bound up and running around here depressed, because this is just a test. This is just a test that I'm going through. This storm, it shall pass. It's not always going to be rainy. Just like y'all here in California, we rained for the first part of this year. It stormed, stormed, stormed. It flooded. My life was just like that. But let me tell y'all, I can see the sunshine right now. It's shining so beautiful. And I know, I know that there's better for me. Because what happened? Doors opened. And I looked up and I was like, okay, I guess my option is, if it costs too much to get my car fixed, I'm just going to go buy another car. Because what happened in that process? In the process of all this transition, your boy credit went up 100 and something points. So my credit score got better because during COVID, I paid down all my bills. While everybody else was spending money on frivolous stuff, I was paying down my credit card bills. So my debt came completely down and my score jumped up over 100 points. And so that's where I am now. Just jumped another 30 something points. So my score has just keep going because, see, I'm on that elusive chase to get to 800. It used to be 700, but I'm on the elusive chase for 800 now. So I told y'all, if you followed me over this, I talked about dating. I talk about relationships with family. I talk about credit and doing what I need to do. I've done the work. I put in the work. It wasn't overnight. It didn't just happen overnight and all of a sudden, boom, I got good credit where I can go do what I want to do. Coming up in May, it'll be 1 year that I've been in an apartment. Wow. See how time goes by fast? In June, it'll be 1 year of me being a state certified instructor. Put in the work. No matter what the time is. Because this, I'm telling y'all, had this been this time last year, or it would have been, I probably would have been devastated when my car broke down. I just would have been in the corner. Oh my God, I'm not going to make it. Oh my God. That would have been me. But there is no woe is me. So my car is broke down. Okay. That's a part of life. Accept it. Wallow in it for 2 seconds. I'm going to give you 2 seconds, Christopher Terrence Jones. You get 2 seconds to sit in that corner and say, woe is me. This is so bad. What am I going to do? And when them 2 seconds is over, get your butt up and tell yourself, this is only a test. This too shall pass. You've been here before. So what would make it any different? You've been here before. Your car's broke down before. You had to use public transportation before. But before, you had to get on a city bus and BART. Now, I've given you income. I almost lifted my hands on that one. God has provided me income. I don't have to do that because now I can just Uber and Lyft wherever I need to go. And so then I was like, so Lord, if my car, if it costs too much to get fixed, I'm going to get it fixed because I'm going to keep my car. But I need another option in the interim while I do that. And I said, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And I was in the bus driving to my school and I heard this commercial come on. And I half caught the commercial, but the name stuck. And it said autonomy. And I was like, what the heck is an autonomy? Well, for those of you out there in the world, let me tell you a little story. There is a company called Autonomy that you can lease Teslas through. Who knew it? It's right here in California. And the lease payment is only $450 a month. And you don't have to do a full year. You must just do a minimum of 3 months. So I was like, boy, you better stop. So now you've given me an option to go lease a Tesla, 3 month commitment. That's enough to figure out what I'm going to do with my car if it costs a lot of money to get it fixed, or spend some money to go buy another one. But like I say, I really want to get my car fixed. I love my car. I really do. But if it's not the direction that I'm supposed to go, then I'm going to have to say bye to it and move on. But the world has changed so much that we have to be ready for it. Who would have thought that we would have Uber and Lyft? When, as a black man, it was hard to get cabs in New York. They would pass you up, wouldn't pick you up. Those same cab drivers is out here driving Uber and Lyft. Now you have to pick up those people. So where we are now, okay, it is it. You get 2 minutes, baby. 2 seconds, 2 minutes, whatever you want to do. Wallow in it and then get over it. Pick up the pieces and move on. Because it's only a test. It's going to pass. And there is another side that you're going to be happy on the other side. You're only going to be down for a second. And I'm telling you, that hasn't always been my story. That has not always been like, oh, yes, I'm just so happy this happened. It happened. But I'm able to still go to work every day. Work on the weekends, making outrageous overtime. And I come home to my own house and I'm at peace. Because when I close the door, I am at peace. whatever God has allowed for me, I'm all right with it. If I never meet anybody that's permanent, then I'm going to have to be all right with that too. I'm not going to let one thing hinder me from getting to the next. So people, do the work. Do whatever you have to do, because tomorrow is not promised. You hear me when I say that? It's not promised. You are not guaranteed to live 100 years. You are not guaranteed anything, because no man knows the time, nor the place, nor the hour when God is going to call you on home. So I stopped it a couple of years ago, living in boxes and just being stuck in the house. I only did the circle, only went here, there. Oh, baby, I go everywhere now. Everywhere my little body will get me to, or my little stocky body will get me to, I'm going. I'm not letting nothing hinder me back. I'm going to take a quick break and I will be back. And we're back. Remember, it's only a test. This too shall pass. While you're in the storm, know that the sun will shine again. So, this year has just brought about so many other things, and we haven't even gotten into the year good, y'all. We just barely in it, and already we've had 2 mass shootings. On January 21st, in Monterey Park, California, a gunman killed 11 people and injured 9 others at a ballroom dance studio where people go to learn how to dance. 10:22 at night, after, you know, it was Lunar Day. So it was the Lunar Year Festival had been held. And 72-year-old, I don't even know how to pronounce his name, y'all, Hu Can Tran, who died from a self-inflicted gunshot during the standoff with the Torrance police the next day. This now has been classified as the deadliest mass shooting in the history of Los Angeles County. So, let's just go back here. Oh, you've been out celebrating Lunar. It was a festival. You were out in the streets. Everybody was having a great time. And now you're at a dance studio, still enjoying the day. And all of a sudden, here comes a gunman. And he's shooting for no reason. For no reason. So at 10:22, y'all, on January 21st, 2023, the Monterey Park police responded within 3 minutes of the first 911 call. Individuals are running out screaming. When they arrived, 10 people were pronounced dead at the scene. 10 others were taken to local hospitals. Our gunman used a M11-9, which is a semi-automatic pistol, with an extended large capacity magazine. He fired 42 rounds at the attack in the dance hall. An unnamed witness said he began shooting everybody in the ballroom, shooting some victims again while walking around. It took 5 hours for the police to alert the public that the shooter was at large, although the information had been leaked. So what happened there, police officers? What happened there? Where was the breakdown that you didn't notify people? Now, let's talk about our perpetrator here. Hu Can Tran. He's from China. And he's lived in the San Gabriel Valley for 22, 23 years. Why are we here? So it says, in the late 90s, Tran met his wife-to-be at the Star Ballroom Dance Studio, where he gave informal lessons and was a regular patron. And they were married in 2001. 4 years later, Tran filed for divorce, which was approved in 2006. His ex-wife stated that he was never violent while around her, but was quick to anger. According to a friend, Tran claimed the instructors at the dance studio had been saying evil things about him. In 1990, he was convicted of unlawful possession of a firearm, but otherwise he did not have a substantial criminal history. After the shooting, they searched his home with a search warrant. They found a .308 caliber rifle, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and items suggesting that Tran was manufacturing suppressors. He was 72 years old, ladies and gentlemen. Tran became the second oldest mass killer in the U.S. history, behind 73-year-old Kerry Hal Days. On June 2nd, 2011, when Days shot and killed five people, including his wife, before killing himself near Yuma, Arizona. Otherwise, Tran became the oldest mass killer to fatally shoot people in a public area. But yet, the senators are fighting about dress codes. What women can wear in the courtroom. I mean, not in the courtroom, into the people's place where they go and work on bills. They're more concerned about that. Republicans are more concerned about being racist and making sure that tax cuts are given to billionaires while people are losing their lives. In 2023, mass shootings are starting off worse than other years. How do we already have so many deaths? And they just keep coming, y'all. Let me tell y'all. From January 1st, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We had 6 shootings on January 1st where people were killed in Pennsylvania, in Allentown. I used to live right near Allentown, and I worked in Allentown, Pennsylvania. 4 adults were shot and injured near a recreation center. Chicago, Illinois, a 17-year-old boy was killed and 3 other teenagers were wounded in Washington Park during a car-to-car shooting. January 1st, again, in Durham, North Carolina, Five people were injured in a drive-by shooting outside a Subway restaurant. January 1st, again in Clinton, Maryland, two adults were killed and two others, including a child, were injured in a domestic violence incident. Again, January 1st, in Florida, two people were killed and four others were injured in an early morning shooting amid a crowd of approximately 100 people. January 1st, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. One person was killed and at least three others were injured in a parking lot. January 1st, Miffin Township, Ohio. One person was killed and four others were injured at a strip club near John Glenn Columbus International Airport after an argument escalated into gunfire. That's just January 1st. Just January 1st. January 3rd, one man was killed and three males were injured, including an 8-year-old boy, after two shooters opened fire near an intersection in Northwest D.C. Republicans, do you not see that this is a major thing? And you're fighting over stupid stuff. We're under siege. We're under war because people have guns that should not have guns. The Republicans sit up there and got Kevin McCarthy in after 15 votes. And he sold his soul in order to get the MAGA people to vote for him so that he could be in office. But I'm telling y'all, from January 1st all the way to now, we have just had, look, January 2nd, there was no shooting, but people were still grieving. January 10th, 11th, no shooting. 12th, no shooting. 19th, no shooting. And then we go into Monterey Park, January 21st. There really hasn't been a break, people. Gun laws are not going to change until people keep saying we have to do something. We have to do something, and not just saying it, getting out there. And when somebody is running for a mayor, when they're running to sit on your city council, what are you going to do about gun control? What are you going to do about mandating laws that say guns are illegal? Because there's no reason for anybody personal to have a gun in their house. There's no reason. There's no reason. Because right before we went on Christmas break, one of the kids on my bus said, "Hey, I'm going to shoot you girls if y'all don't leave me alone." I turned around. "You're not going to do nothing." This was an elementary kid, elementary student. The next day, when I'm going in to tell about it, our middle school, somebody had gotten in there and said that one of the students there brought a gun. You can't think that it won't happen to you, or it's not going to happen near you. Jump all the way over here. January 23rd. January 23rd. Right in Half Moon Bay, which is the county that I work in, San Mateo County. It's so much, people. It's so much. Half Moon Bay. A killer went on a spree. He opened fire at two nearby farms in Half Moon Bay, killing seven people and critically injuring an eighth person. A suspect identified as 66-year-old resident I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name right. Chunisau. Chunisau. Well, that's as best I can get. 66, y'all. I just told you that the other shooter was 72. 66. At 66, your life should be somewhere in retirement mode. And what beach am I going to, or what trip am I going on? But at 2:22 p.m., first responders were notified of a shooting at a mountain mushroom farm in Half Moon Bay. When they arrived, they discovered four deceased individuals with gunshot wounds. A fifth victim who survived was transported to Stanford University Medical Center near Palo Alto with life-threatening injuries. As responders were arriving at the scene, the gunman drove 2 miles away to Concord Farm in his maroon Lexus, where he fatally shot three more people. Several children were present at both shooting scenes, but they were left unharmed. And at around 4:40 p.m., the suspect, who was identified as 66-year-old Chunisau, a resident of the first farm in Half Moon Bay, he lived there, was found in his vehicle in the parking lot of the Half Moon Bay San Mateo County Sheriff's Department substation. He was taken into custody without incident, and a weapon was located inside his vehicle. He worked at one of the farms, and the victims were his co-workers. So, like I say, you just don't know. We go to these farms. We take our kids to these farms in Half Moon Bay all the time. You don't never know where you're going to encounter something that could deadly take you out of here, that could be deadly. Tomorrow is not promised. Listen to this. So, he was a longtime farm forklift driver and former restaurant worker and former resident of San Jose. He had been a forklift driver at the Mountain Mushroom Farm since December of 2016. While living in San Jose in 2012, Zhao began working at a restaurant in Cupertino with his co-worker, Wang, who also lived in the same apartment in San Jose. On March 12, 2013, Zhao tried to suffocate Wang by using a pillow. This occurred 2 days after Wang filed a restraining order against Zhao. 2 days later, on March 14, Zhang confronted Wang inside the apartment and told Wang that if he couldn't return to his job, it would be a bigger problem and he would use a kitchen knife to split Wang's head. Shortly after the incident, a judge from the Santa Clara County Superior Court ordered Zhao to stay outside a 300-yard radius of the apartment until July of the same year. Zhao never returned. Do you understand what I'm saying? You already knew that he had anger issues. So this is somebody that is subject to snap. And he snapped. 66 years old. Do you understand? I don't get it. 66 is retirement mode. But because it's hard for anybody to retire, because, I'm going to go back here again, y'all can be mad, whatever you want. But these damn Republicans are trying to cut SSI. They're trying to cut disability. They're trying to cut everything that helps the poor person, but continue to give billionaires tax breaks, tax cuts, and let them keep their money. just so they can enjoy lavish parties with them and kickbacks. But people are having to work till they're 70 and 80 and work till they die because they can't afford to live off of anything. And you heard me say, my tax bracket changed now because of my position. So that means I'm going to have to pay more in taxes. I'm already paying a lot in taxes. I already pay a grip in taxes. But nobody cares about the little people. Nobody cares about us. Don't think that you can't be in a situation where this could happen to you. VTA, which is the transportation for Santa Clara County down there, San Jose. If y'all know, you've heard of San Jose, Dionne Warwick sung Do You Know the Way. One of the drivers walked in there and shot up the bus yard. You never know where it's going to happen. And I tell my drivers when I'm doing in-services, pay attention to your surroundings. A 6-year-old boy went to the school after having an altercation with his teacher, and he went and shot her. So don't think that it can't happen to you, because it can. So in order to not, you got to get out and make your voice heard. Let your congressmen know. Let your senators know. When is enough enough? How many more people have to die? How many more people have to be injured? Who are just regular standby? They would just happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. The only way we're going to do this is if we start screaming loudly. Because quiet has not worked. So now, write your congressmen. Write your U.S. senators. When they out there and they're on the campaign trail and they're out here making promises, tell them you don't want to hear them promises. You want to hear a promise about what are you going to do about gun control. We can't keep being like this. They claim that we're the greatest country in the world. And if we're the greatest country in the world, why is nobody else having shootings like us? Why is nobody else having mass shootings? We have one or two person shootings, and then we have mass shootings. Why don't we see this in other countries? And that's why they're scared to come here. That's why people don't want to come here. We have some amazing things. And there's enough of a piece of this pie for everybody. But only the 1%ers are supposed to have it and enjoy life? Are you serious? No, it doesn't work like that. We've got to get better. We've got to change. Tomorrow is not promised. Make your voice heard now. Because we're in the first month of the year. The first month of the year. And we've had this many shootings. Just in 2023. And it's sad. Because I didn't even know that right after the Half Moon Bay shooting on January 23rd, there was another shooting in Oakland. 8 people were shot at a gas station while filming a music video, and an 18-year-old died. Come on, y'all. Come on. The University of Alabama basketball player shot and killed a 23-year-old because she didn't want to get with him. He was trying to have conversation with her and she wasn't interested. Are you serious? So, I try to talk to you. You don't like me. I come back and I shoot you. It's crazy. You can't sit back and keep not doing anything, ladies and gentlemen. You have to speak up and say something. We all live here. Make your voice heard. Make your voice known. Make sure you share this podcast. Do something. The time is now. Thanks for listening. It's your boy, Christopher Terrence Jones. I'm out. You have a fabulous day, week, month, year, and life. Continue to pray for the families who's lost loved ones. Continue to pray for the people who sit in the positions of power. Have a great day.